This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 16, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. 1 week out from the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, President Bush announced on Thursday a plan to help relieve air traffic congestion and flight delays through the holiday season. The measures have been prompted by unprecedented delays during 2007, rising passenger counts, and reductions in available seats on airliners. The president says the U.S. military will open some of its restricted airspace to airline traffic, mostly over water along the East Coast. If controllers and airline planners can move quickly enough to take advantage, this could impact delays at some of the worst spots for congestion near big Northeast metro areas. The Federal Aviation Administration will delay any infrastructure maintenance which is not time-sensitive and has approved short-term measures to improve traffic flows at New York airports, including authorizing simultaneous use of multiple runways where safety permits at Newark and JFK. Bush also announced Department of Transportation measures, which will not make it in time for the holidays, but may improve things by summer. Airline compensation to bumped passengers forced to wait more than 2 hours for their next available plane will double from the current minimum of $400 to $800. DOT also plans to collect better data on delays and force airlines to have contingency plans for stranded passengers. Big news from the avionics world today. Garmin says it has received a supplemental type certificate from the FAA to begin retrofitting the King Air C90 series with its G1000 glass cockpit. The company anticipates additional STCs shortly for the King Air 200 and B200, as announced in September at NBAA. Garmin's marketing VP, Gary Kelly, called it an immense achievement for Garmin. Quote, "Now King Air C90 pilots can continue to fly this legendary aircraft while enjoying the distinct benefits of the G1000, such as increased safety of flight, reduced pilot workload, unparalleled situational and weather awareness, and supreme reliability," unquote. A report by the Government Accountability Office casts further doubt on effectiveness of airport security. CBS News reports GAO investigators conducted secret testing at 19 airports earlier this year and were able to sneak through TSA checkpoints with components used to assemble makeshift explosive devices. The report concludes, quote, "Our tests clearly demonstrate that a terrorist group, using publicly available information and a few resources, could cause severe damage to an airplane and threaten the safety of passengers." Investigators carried a liquid explosive and a low-yield detonator in some tests, and an improvised incendiary device using commonly available products that TSA prohibits in carry-on luggage in other tests. In each case, bomb parts purchased over the internet or at a local store for roughly $150 were carried through TSA checkpoints and onto airline flights without being challenged by transportation security officers. TSA Administrator Kip Hawley told a congressional committee Wednesday that an April 2006 email sent from an agency employee to airport security officials was not a tip to prepare for random screenings, as has been alleged. Hawley said the email was intended to warn the officials that actual terrorist groups might be posing as TSA officials, not the other way around. The wording of the message, however, warned of testing being carried out by the Department of Transportation and the FAA. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Airbus cleans up at the Dubai Air Show. Boeing and Airbus both say the industry is peaking in 2007. And Ariane sells its first supersonic biz jet. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Judy Neville, chairman of a coalition of 12 towns going to court to challenge the FAA's plan to redesign the Metro New York airspace. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.